now.
It's back to Refilwe Mpakanyane.
1702.
And it's 19 minutes past six. Are you key on weekend breakfast? Now, the question is, are you keen to stay fit during Ramadan? The holy month of Ramadan began on the 13th of April and ends in the evening of 13 May. It's a time of fasting, of reflection and prayer for Muslims globally. But of course, the limitations that fasting places on the body, I think staying committed to your fitness goals can be rough, or at least I imagine it can be so. According to News Chain, which is a lifestyle expert, they've confirmed that there are ways to exercise and maintain a healthy lifestyle even during this period. And I'm really excited to welcome back to Weekend Breakfast friend of the show, Warda Hartley, who is a fitness and yoga instructor. Of course, we know her as the founder of FabuFit Yoga. But most importantly, actually, this week, Survivor SA actually announced Warda as one of the cast members of Survivor SA. That'll be airing on Mnet on DSTV 101 from Thursday, the 3rd of June at 7:30. Good morning, Warda.
Good morning. How are you, Rafael? It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear from you too. And exciting news. This is so cool. I can't wait to see you on our screens, strategizing, battling it out. Ooh, girl.
You know, the whole thing.
I'm curious. Did you watch a couple of like old episodes or seasons and think about what kind of contestant you would be? I mean, I'm not going to ask you your game plan. I just want to find out if you, like, did you strategize from the word go as soon as you applied?
I actually have been a fan of Survivor, well, the entire franchise, locally and internationally, for years. I've been watching it. And I've threatened to enter year after year. And obviously, because of my commitments at a competing channel, I could never do it. So it would have meant that I would have to leave my job, and it was just a mess. So I just thought, leave it. And then obviously, lockdown happened, and I ended up binge watching everything, all the old episodes, everything, and I got more into it. And actually, prior to lockdown, I must say that is when I entered. I said, you know what? This is the year. I'm working for myself now. I've got the freedom to do what I want. I'm going to enter. And I entered. And look, I didn't go because I've watched so much and I'm such a student of the game. The biggest mistake you can make, I think, is looking at previous seasons, is going in with a set, you know, game plan and go, this is how I'm going to be. I'm going to be like Boston Rob. I'm going to be like, you know, Wendell. And, you know, then you got to read the situation. So I didn't go with any preconceived ideas. I went as a fan of the game, somebody who wanted to experience it. It was on my bucket list of things to do. And, I was just grateful to get in, apply first time and get in because there were, you know, a lot of people around the world apply multiple times and, you know, get turned away so many times. And I just applied on a whim and got in. So I was excited about that.
Well, congrats, Warda. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the screens. And sure, you're a braver woman than I am because that situation is so dynamic. You don't know what's happening in people's minds. You don't know the, you know, coalitions that people are setting up. And you certainly aren't privy to the diary session. So I think it's just cool that you took the plunge. But let's talk about... We're going to be watching and holding thumbs. But let's talk about, you know, the matter at hand today. This period of Ramadan where, as I said, you know, and as of course you know, it is a moment of fasting, of devotion. And I wonder, as a fitness and yoga instructor, how you approach this period and how you advise your clients to approach this period. If you're not able to, and you've committed to not eat or even drink, or in some cases even swallow your own saliva, you know, from sun up to sundown, how do you stay fit and motivated and do so in a balanced way?
You know what? There are two schools of thought. There's one school of thought that thinks, you know, use the time, maximize it, use it to lose weight and get fitter. And then there's a school of thought which I share, and a lot of wellness and fitness instructors are sort of leaning towards now, is don't use this month to lose weight. I think it's kind of, it borders kind of on like disrespectful for the sacredness and the holiness of the month.
Mm.
So if you are eating healthy and you're working out regularly 11 months of the year, what difference is 1 month going to make if you are doing everything in moderation? That's always been my motto with everything. So mm-hmm. do it in moderation. If you do decide to, you know, to try and maintain some sort of wellness, which I think is good. I don't think it's ideal to just leave everything. Some people mm-hmm. choose to do that, and I fully respect that, and that's absolutely fine. But if you want to maintain something, I would say steer away from lots of cardio while you're fasting. Rather look at doing strength training, which is more low impact,
sure.
it's slower movements. You're not going to get as thirsty, because that's the most important thing. You don't want to get thirsty
yeah.
because you can't drink water.
Mm.
So, and everybody's body is different. So
sure.
for me, I'm fine. I'm because I work and I teach a lot of group classes, I'm used to going without water or food and working out at an intense level. So I do it. It's fine for me, for my body.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, it's not good.
Yeah.
Some people prefer to work out immediately after they've had breakfast, like now, we've just had breakfast, so they would work out now, or just before they break fast. And then some people just prefer to do it immediately after they break fast. So they've
Absolutely.
Had some sort of replenishment. And then that's, you've got to read your body and decide where you're going to be. In
mm.
terms of savories, there are people, believe it or not, Rafilwe, I'm not lying, people who will sit down and have 12 samosas every single night for 30 days.
Yeah.
Like a dozen samosas every night.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is ludicrous. It is crazy. I mean, I'm not the kind of person who likes to judge people on how they eat, but that is not ideal.
Yeah.
If you're going to have samosas, you're going to have savories, you're going to have the traditional stuff, have it in moderation.
Mm.
That's all I would say. And drink lots of water at night. Hydration, hydration, hydration.
So moderation and balance is what you're preaching.
Yes.
And
yes.
so let's talk to the idea of moderation and balance and savories, right? And of course, it is an occasion to sit down with family when you do break your fast. But of course, everyone is, mm-hmm. you know, we're having this conversation now with literally less than 10 days left of Ramadan, right? So we can
yes.
broaden it a little bit. So we've got this context on how to, you know, approach Ramadan in general. But, you know, Eid is approaching, and the idea of that big momentous occasion and, you know, sitting down with family and really, you know, marking this day with feasts and foods mm. and those delicacies
yes.
and everything you've been looking forward to, of course, whilst you are fasting and in some way, you know, not indulging as you usually might. How do you approach Eid, and how do you recommend people do so without depriving themselves?
You know what? The thing is, Eid is one day of the year. Well, actually, technically 2 days
sure,
of the year.
Sure.
We have 2 days. So it's 2 days of the year, right?
Mm.
So if you are eating in moderation, theoretically, throughout the entire month, one day is not going to make a difference. The same with Christmas, the same with, you know, Hanukkah or the Jewish holidays, the big holidays for any of the religions. When you're gathering with family, if it's one day, it's not going to make major damage. So enjoy yourself. Have what you want to have. Enjoy it. And just make the effort to start again the next day and work out. I would say, you know, just drink loads of water. Try to balance out all the soft drinks and all of those things
mm-hmm.
with water, because obviously, thankfully for us, alcohol is not an issue for us because we do not partake in that.
Sure.
So I would say the soft drinks and all of that stuff. Try and for every glass of soft drinks that you drink, drink a glass of water.
And sure, Warda. So committed.
Yeah, with protein and loads of veggies and salads. Yeah, but I mean, just it's one day. I always tell my clients, it's one day. Don't deprive yourself. Don't miss out on special occasions with your family. Like you say, it's time to bond with your family. So have that moment. And I think in the time we're living in right now, we need to savor every moment of our lives. We need to celebrate the ones that we love and celebrate that we can be with them and be healthy with them. So I think COVID has affected in a big way the way I approach wellness and fitness. And I would say to people, don't put pressure on yourself. If you're healthy, you don't have high blood pressure, you don't have high cholesterol, you're not at risk for type 2 diabetes, which is preventable if you're healthy.
Yeah.
Moving your body every day. Relax. It's one day. Chill. Enjoy it. Go have fun.
Chill, enjoy it, go have fun. Another quick question that I just want to sneak in there, Warda, is, you know, if you have been curious about intermittent fasting and you actually find that with the fasting during Ramadan, you have been able to, you know, to going back to the original premise, you have actually been able to do your body weights or lift weights or exercise and it's been treating you well. And of course, that large window period sort of around about 12-hour window period of fasting. Do you think that this is an optimal time to, you know, this can be a way to show that actually, yeah, when intermittent fasting could be for me?
Intermittent fasting could very well be for you. It's a good question, Rafilwe. But I would caution women from doing it, especially if you're wanting to have babies and be fertile. You know, studies have shown and research has shown that intermittent fasting for women is not ideal to be done consecutively every day for years and years and years. It does affect our reproductive system. It does affect our fertility. So for women, if you are going to do intermittent fasting, you want to do it one day on, one day off, and then take a break from it as well, because it's not ideal for us. It does work, but essentially what it's actually doing is just putting you in a calorie deficit. That's all. So if you manage your calories, there are trackers for that, apps that you can use, MyFitnessPal, whatever. You don't have to actually do intermittent fasting. However, if that's something you choose to do, it does work very well for men, because obviously they don't have that issue that we have with fertility and that kind of thing. So it's good for men, and men can do it. But I would say essentially what it's doing, what any diet is doing really, it's putting you in a calorie deficit. That's what is making you lose the weight. It's not intermittent fasting, it's not high protein, low carbs, it's calorie deficit. That's the key to losing weight, calorie deficit. So work out and burn more calories than what you're taking in. So if you are taking in 2,200 calories, make sure you burn 2,300 calories, for example.
Sure.
And if you're in that 100 calorie deficit, you're going to lose weight. That's all it is.
Warda, thank you so much for your time this morning. And of course, if I don't speak to you before then, a happy Eid. And I hope you and your family, you know, all the blessings and well wishes for you and yours. Yeah. And stay safe. We will be watching you on our screens on Mnet from the 3rd of June as a survivor competitor.
send love for Phil. Send tweets. Be nice, because you know there's going to be polarizing opinions on these things always.
We'll be rooting for you.
Your family.
We'll do. You too, Warda. Sure, you too. Thank you. That's Warda Hartley, fitness and yoga instructor.